With Northern Nevada's COVID-19 vaccine rollout evolving every day, KUNR recently put on a Facebook Live event to address community questions and concerns with the Washoe County Health District. Our reporter, Natalie Van Hooser, hosted the Q&A and spoke with KUNR's Jaden Perez to share takeaways from the conversation.
Natalie, this was KUNR's fifth Facebook Live virtual event about the pandemic. For our listeners who weren't able to attend, what was it about?
I guided a question and answer session in English with Lisa Lotritz. She's the Division Director of Community and Clinical Health Services with the Washoe County Health District. She's also a registered nurse. We answered questions from community members in both urban and rural Northern Nevada related to things like the availability of different COVID-19 vaccines and how the vaccination prioritization works.
What were some of the most common questions you addressed?
One of the top questions we received had to do with vaccine availability. Community members said that they're eligible to get a COVID vaccine, but when they try to get an appointment, they're all booked up. So here's what Lotritz had to say.
The issue right now is the amount of vaccine we're receiving and the amount of need. So the need is greater than what we are receiving in our community. Just watch the websites. They're updating it as they get vaccine in and just keep being persistent and trying.
Lotritz is hoping to see the COVID vaccine allocation for Washoe County increase this month. Another frequent question we got was if it's possible to choose which of the three available COVID-19 vaccines you receive. Lotritz explained that requesting a certain vaccine is not possible because Washoe County is allotted certain batches of each one, and they need to use up the ones they're given as efficiently as possible. At the same time, she did mention that it's your right to decline a vaccine if you're not comfortable with it.
What's next with the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in Northern Nevada?
Governor Steve Sisolak has directed that as of April 5th, all Nevadans 16 and older will be eligible to receive a COVID vaccine. Lotritz said that there won't be a big enough quantity available to get everyone a dose right on April 5th, and here she explains more about how the COVID vaccine prioritization is working in our area.
Our focus is really getting through the essential workforce lane, but I think eventually there's going to be more vaccine and everyone's going to be opened up where you can just schedule an appointment.
And thinking about the future, another question we received was if people can travel and see their friends and family again once they've been vaccinated. Lotritz advised being cautious.
I would encourage to limit travel if you can and social distance and just take precautions. As far as hugging your family, take into account, are your family members vaccinated themselves? Just maintaining those safety measures until we get the majority of the population vaccinated.
She said it's key to not get too comfortable too quickly.
What are some resources for people who want to look more into the COVID-19 vaccine rollout or have questions?
You can go to the Immunize Nevada website's vaccine locator to see sites administering COVID vaccines, like pharmacies and community health organizations. It's a statewide map available in both English and Spanish. If you're interested in monitoring the progress of COVID-19 vaccinations and infections across the state, you can visit the Nevada Health Response website. And for details about who's currently eligible for COVID-19 vaccines in Washoe County and how to get a COVID vaccination appointment, you can go to the Regional Information Center's site. On there, you can also sign up for a weekly newsletter to get COVID vaccine information updates for our area. For the links to these websites, you can visit the digital version of this story on KUNR.org.
Natalie, thanks for sharing highlights from the event.
Thank you.
That was KUNR's Jaden Perez speaking with our bilingual reporter, Natalie Van Hooser. KUNR's engagement work is supported by the Facebook Journalism Project. This event was produced in partnership with Noticiero Mobile. You can find the recording of the event in the video section of KUNR Public Radio's Facebook page.